Funding for this podcast comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Finally today, we go to Western Massachusetts for something of a literary thriller. For more than 250 years, the text of an 18th century sermon remained a mystery. A mystery because it was written in code. The sermon is housed at the Bidwell House Museum in Monterey, Massachusetts, and the code withstood any number of attempts to crack it. That is, until 15-year-old Shelby Sebring came along. She spent 2 weeks as an intern and a whip-smart code cracker at the Bidwell House this summer. Shelby, welcome to Radio Boston.
Hi.
So, Shelby, we've heard that you have cracked a code embedded in a sermon from 1759. Can you first tell us a little bit about who wrote the sermon?
The sermon was written by Adonijah Bidwell. He was the first minister of Township Number 1 in Western Massachusetts, and he was sent to help settle Western Massachusetts so that the French and the Dutch couldn't settle it.
So why was it written in code?
Some people have this theory that he was a patriot, and since he was sent by England, and especially during the time before the Revolution, it would have been kind of dangerous for him to have been a patriot. So if anyone ever found any of his sermons that he wrote down, he wrote them in code so that no one could find out what he was saying.
And what did the code look like? If I were to see the sermon, what would I be looking at?
A lot of it was circles. And there were spirals and circles with lines on top and lines through. So when you look at a page, it's just a bunch of slanted lines, like the entire page, and then there are circles all over the place.
So the art of cryptography, or the art and science of cryptography, it's kind of amazing. I would love to know, how did you do it? What was your process to crack this code that no one had been able to break for centuries?
Well, first, I just started with some of the words that were written in plain English in normal handwriting, which was a challenge in itself because it was, you know, 18th century penmanship does not look the same as it does today. And I wrote down each of those words, and I left a space for all of the symbols and the shorthand and all of those weird circles, and there were a bunch of numbers in the sermon. And then after I had all of the normal words down, I went back and I started looking at the symbols, and I eventually found out through a lot of guess and check work that the circle symbols corresponded to a book of the Bible, and then the numbers were the verse. And since it was a sermon, I knew there had to be verses somewhere. So that is how I figured out that part.
How long did it take you?
About 2 weeks.
And Shelby, at that moment where you figured you had cracked the code and the sermon sort of transformed itself in front of you into something that you could read and understand, what were you feeling at that moment?
Honestly, right when I was done, it didn't even really occur to me what I had finished until a couple days after I had finally finished it, and I typed it all up and put it all together, and then I finally read it, and I'm like, wow, look, we can finally read this, and no one knew what he was saying for 250 years.
So what was the good reverend saying?
This particular sermon was about pride, and he was talking about how pride is sinful and we shouldn't be proud, and several times he mentions some people in the area, and for 8 pages he goes on with these warnings about pride.
So what are you going to do next now that you've cracked, let's call it the Bidwell Code?
Well, the entire sermon is written up, but there's still a good deal of analysis that needs to be done with it. It needs some research to really figure out like the deeper meaning of it, because we have the text now, but there's still, you really need to figure out what he was trying to convey to his congregation, not just the words that he put on the paper.
Well, Shelby, congratulations for cracking a code that no one had been able to decipher for several centuries, and thank you so much for speaking with us today.
Well, thank you very much. I enjoyed it.
And that's our program for today. Radio Boston is a production of WBUR with regular contributions from theangle@boston.com. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. Join us again tomorrow for more Radio Boston.